Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
There's a very humbling experience that took place for me within the past 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was a... actually, there's a couple of them because I remembered I told Melissa about one last mm-hmm. night. This isn't that one. This is a situation where somebody said something to me that made me feel like I'm about 5'10", 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel about 110, 111.
What happened? Why? I usually have such a thick skin.
I have been calling someone who I wouldn't consider a friend, mm-hmm. but an acquaintance, by the wrong name for over a year.
And they just corrected you?
Yes.
What happened? Oh, who was it?
So much so that they were in my phone incorrectly.
No way.
No.
How did you figure this out?
Oh. When she finally had enough of it and said, thanks with a couple of drinks in the system.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, foot in mouth.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Was it like you were calling her Laura and it's Lauren?
Amanda, Andrea.
Oh, that's a little bit of a difference.
What were you calling her?
Andrea.
And her name's Amanda?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and you did this for over a year. I could completely see me doing the same thing.
And I think what happened was, I think the first time that I met her, because I have crappy hearing in like bar scenes and club scenes and at concerts and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like I just, if there's loud ambient noise,
yeah,
my hearing is lousy. Mm-hmm. So just so you know,
your headphones are almost as loud as Bert's.
Yeah, they're getting, they might
yeah,
be getting louder.
DJ thing,
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. So in situations like bars and stuff, mm-hmm. bear with me if I ever laugh at an inappropriate time, because all that means is I didn't hear you, and it's the same thing I do to people with heavy accents. Mm-hmm. I just assume the last thing you said was funny if I couldn't understand
Smile
it.
Smile and nod and laugh.
So I think what happened was that she said, I screwed it up already. What's her real name? She said...
Her real name's Amanda.
Amanda,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I just heard Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it just stuck.
Oh, no.
But she allowed you to call her for over a year, call her by the wrong name, before she said something?
Yeah, but it's a person that I have contact with
right.
once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. But I have sent emails, and I have not gone back yet into my email to look and see if I... So, you know, sometimes you mm-hmm. just send an email mm-hmm. that just starts with, hey, hope you're well, blah, blah, blah. And then right. other times it starts with, Andrea, comma, how's everything with you? I saw your husband the other day at the blah, 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 blah. You know, try to be nice about it. And for once in my life, I'm hoping I wasn't nice in my emails.
Oh, people tend to call me Michelle a lot. Like, I don't know why
really?
if they call me the wrong name, it's always Michelle. And so the first time, there's been plenty of times where I've just let it go because I feel like rude and a jerk by just, you know, saying, no, it's actually Melissa. But I wonder how long it would take me to correct them if they continuously did it. And it would take me a while because I would just feel so awkward.
I wonder how often I've done it to other people and they don't correct me now.
Jessica always gets Jennifer for some reason. And sometimes we just let that go.
Just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I get Whitney. So, I mean.
You
I'm
do?
Just, Whitney, Wendy.
Instead of Wendy.
Yeah, especially if you're in a loud place.
So I just let it go for the most part.
Because I feel sure. I don't want to embarrass them, you know?
But it's not, I mean, they shouldn't be, isn't it? It should not embarrassing,
it should
right?
be embarrassing, right?
Well, one correction's fine. If you have to do it multiple times, then no.
Hey, Candy, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I've done the same thing at work. There was a guy that worked there, and I called him Steve. Mm-hmm. I introduced him as Steve to other coworkers.
Oh, no.
And over a year later, found out through his girlfriend that his name was Jack.
Jack. It's not even close. did you apologize to him, or what? Like, did you just?
I went up and I said, I don't know how I ever come up with Steve.
That's funny.
I thought I was sure that she was going to say like Scott or something.
Yeah.
Not even
Stan,
close.
Something even close.
Hey, Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Well, don't feel bad, because my neighbor across the street called my father by the wrong name for 8 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's your father's real name?
Paul.
And what did the neighbor call him?
Fred.
Fred? That's not even close. You know what? Thank you so much to the Bird Show listeners for making me feel so much smarter.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at least I had the same first letter.
Yeah.
If it's talked about, rumored, or gossiped, you'll hear it first on Jen Hobby's Entertainment Buzz, Q100.
All right, the Entertainment Buzz is going to be on pause for a minute.
Okay.
I can't... Joanna, type this quickly. What's your name? Is it Margie?
Marjorie, yeah.
Marjorie?
Yeah.
Okay, Marjorie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How long has your coworker been calling you by the wrong name?
Since I started, which is almost 3 years.
3 years?
And you haven't corrected him?
I corrected him once. And he still calls me Maggie, and he's told my boss my name is Maggie.
How often do you have interaction with this guy?
Almost every day.
And he calls you Maggie.
He calls me Maggie.
And you're Marjorie.
Aww. My name is Marjorie.
All right, listen, Marjorie, it's time to stand up.
We got to call
him. It is time to take a stand. I want you to hold on, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to talk to you after Entertainment Buzz. And we want, today is the day you're going to fix it.
Okay.
All right?
We're going to hold your hand while you do it.
You have to hold on to your identity, sister.
That's right.
Do not let Maggie Sayers put you down.
Yeah, do not let him steal your name at work.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.